The inspiring journey of a Turkish STC alum turned Texas cop. Texas Border Business, by Celine Rodriguez. In 2024, South Texas College graduate Kagri Burek Bachak arrived in the Rio Grande Valley with limited English and the determination to build a new future. Just 18 months later, the 27-year-old is now a Texas licensed peace officer after overcoming language barriers, adapting to a new culture, balancing a full-time job and graduating from STC's police academy. If people think, "I cannot do this," they will never take the first step to achieve their dreams, Bachak said. Sometimes you don't need to be perfect. You just need to make a decision and take action. Born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Bachak moved with his family to Turkey at age 4 after his father completed a master's degree. Although he learned English as a toddler, he eventually forgot the language after moving overseas. At 25, he made the life-changing decision to return to the United States on his own. "My parents had a friend in McAllen, and he told us it was a great place to live and learn English, so I decided to come here," Bachak said. "At first, it was very difficult. I had to adapt to a new culture, and I'm still adjusting to life here. I even learned a little Spanish." Despite holding a bachelor's degree in recreation management from Turkey, Bachak had to start from scratch. He took a seasonal job at the local mall, where he struggled to communicate with others. Determined to improve, he enrolled in STC's English as a Second Language, ESL, program and spent the next year strengthening his language skills before pursuing his next goal, STC's Police Academy. "My family was surprised because they never expected me to become a police officer," Bachak said. "While I was in Turkey, I watched videos featuring Turkish police officers in New York, and I found them inspiring. I thought, maybe I can do that, too." While working full-time for a home health agency, Bachak enrolled in STC's Part-Time Police Academy, a year-long evening program designed for working professionals. After finishing work at 5 p.m., he attended classes from 5:30 until 10:30 p.m., often arriving home close to midnight before starting again the next morning. "The first semester was probably the hardest for me because my English was not very good," Bachak said. "Honestly, it was stressful. I remember days when I couldn't sleep because I worried about what would happen the following week. But I learned everything here, including how to use firearms and complete the advanced driving course. Every day, we learned something new." With the support of his classmates and program faculty, Bachak persevered through the academy, recently graduating with a basic peace officer certificate from STC. He later passed the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement Licensing Exam as part of STC's Police Academy Class 43, which achieved a 100% first-time pass rate. "It's a demanding academy with high standards for a reason. It made all of us better," Bachak said. "My instructors gave me courage and confidence, and I appreciate every one of them. My classmates helped me too, especially my classmate Gabriela Garcia. She always encouraged me to keep going throughout the academy, and she is one of the reasons I was able to finish. My family was also a huge source of mental and emotional support." Now, the newly licensed peace officer is preparing to apply to local police departments across the RGV, hoping to begin his career in the community that welcomed him when he first arrived. "I do want to stay here in the RGV. I've grown to love this place, and it's my new home," Bachak said. "I may consider moving to a larger city like San Antonio or Houston. But first, I want to gain experience here." Bachak is also considering returning to STC to earn an Associate of Applied Science in Law Enforcement as the next step in his career. For people who don't speak English very well and are unsure about applying to the academy or any other program, "I recommend taking English courses first," he said. "But most importantly, trust yourself enough to take that first step. It will all be worth it."